together.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between that we love. You know, audience numbers show us that the world is changing, and right now I know a lot of you are working, some of you are driving home from work, some of you are wide awake and doing whatever you're doing in the middle of the night in some places. In fact, 27 million people, boy, that is a lot of people that are out there kicking it around, and probably some of you are suffering from a couple of different things. Maybe, you know, you're not in great shape. Maybe you're worried about a stress test you just took. I was talking to somebody earlier in the day about a stress test in their heart and all that kind of stuff. And I wonder why. It's like eating Twinkies. I saw something the other day that there are 37 ingredients or even more in a Twinkie. Well, don't eat the Twinkies. So we are thrilled to pieces to have Kelly Moore. He is the president of LifeWise Naturals on the show with us right now because he is alive and kicking it too with the rest of us. How about some applause from that audience in Minneapolis? All right, gotta love that. Hey, Kelly, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure.
All right, talking about LifeWise, you have a lot of really terrific products that we could break down. But one of the things I mentioned at the top was, and this is a true story, a friend of mine who thought he was in pretty good shape now started to have some problems, and they're doing running these tests on him. So you've got a product called HeartWise. Tell us the premise behind HeartWise. What does it do for your heart and your cardio, the support of your cardio?
Okay, I'd like to give a little background on conventional medicine and compare that to natural supplements, and also point out why conventional medicine is not adequate for dealing with chronic illnesses such as heart disease and so many other chronic diseases as well. But we'll focus tonight on cardiovascular and heart disease.
Great. Well, talk about the conventional methods, the conventional medicine that's failing so many people.
Okay. Really, the emphasis today is placed on reducing cholesterol, and we're so conditioned to think cholesterol is the enemy. And if we reduce our cholesterol, we're going to protect ourselves against cardiovascular disease / heart disease, when in fact the statin drugs, which are renowned for reducing cholesterol, and they're very important, they actually do that very effectively, can cause a great deal of damage in the body. And can actually destroy the heart energy. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to reduce your cholesterol if you're going to kill your heart, because it doesn't have the pumping ability to force the blood through the circulatory system. And it does that by decreasing are inhibiting an enzyme which is needed for heart energy. And coenzyme Q10 is naturally produced in the body, but it requires the same enzyme that is required for cholesterol production. And I know it gets a little confusing, so I'll try to go slowly here and simplify.
Sure.
But the statin drugs inhibit the same enzyme that is needed to produce heart energy. And they also can cause the statin drugs, the cholesterol-lowering drugs, can cause brain damage, liver damage, muscle wasting. And really interesting book has been written by a former NASA astronaut who is a medical doctor. And when he took a particular anti-cholesterol drug or cholesterol-lowering drug, it caused him to have amnesia.
Mm.
And he got off of the drug and recovered and is doing fine today, but he's tried to expose the dangers of these drugs. Now, cholesterol cholesterol is lowered too much, it's associated with an increase in the risk of cancers. Now, HeartWise works through different mechanisms of action in that it normalizes cholesterol without reducing heart energy. And that's extremely important because if we if our heart doesn't have enough of what's called ATP, which is the body's energy currency, it begins to fail, and we can develop cardiomyopathy. And these things happen so quickly, a person can die of a heart attack, and they have no idea they even have heart disease.
Yeah. How does it go back for a second, Kelly, and how does it normalize it? What is it that the ingredients with HeartWise, as you're explaining, what does it do to normalize it?
Okay, what it does, it actually works by facilitating the normal degradation of this enzyme that is needed to make cholesterol. It doesn't inhibit it directly. The enzyme will break down normally in the body, in a healthy a human body, but if there is a problem with a person's metabolism, then it doesn't, the enzyme that's needed to make cholesterol doesn't break down normally, and we have too much circulating cholesterol. We're not experiencing a profound effect inhibiting an enzyme that we need for heart energy. It does it in a very subtle way, reduces the enzyme in a very subtle way, and thereby it does not interfere with coenzyme Q10, which is so important and absolutely key for the heart's normal pumping ability.
Yeah. You and I talked about this off the air. We had a great conversation last week, and we were talking about this very same thing, and you told me the story about the astronaut, which is so shocking to me. And do you think we go back to what you were mentioning at the beginning in conventional medicine, is it the stranglehold that Big Pharma seems to have, that so much of this information doesn't get out about cholesterol, for example, and the drugs?
You're exactly right. There's one drug company in particular. I'm not going to name any drug companies. But this drug company has a patent on their statin drug, a cholesterol-lowering drug, in combination with coenzyme Q10, which is a nutrient produced by the body or taken in pill form that increases heart energy. And they have a combination on the use of their statin drug and coenzyme Q10, but they don't use it. And one of the reasons I understand they don't use this patent and combine the cholesterol-lowering drug with coenzyme Q10 because it would reflect in a negative way on their cholesterol-lowering drug. So it's really a matter of financial interest. Actually, the Journal of the American Medical Association published an article a few years ago showing that prescription drugs kill well over 100,000 people in hospitals and is considered the fourth leading cause of death.
Wow.
That's from the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Yeah, absolutely shocking.
Arthritis drug, which was removed from the market recently, is reported to have killed 50,000 to 60,000 Americans by causing heart attacks and stroke.
Crazy. Kelly, hang on, and we're going to continue this conversation next here on America Tonight.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
To America Tonight, and we're speaking with Kelly Moore. He's the president of LifeWise Naturals. Interesting topic. I'm sure some of you by now have really perked up, especially in talking about cholesterol and the fact that people don't realize the damage they're doing when they take some of this anti-cholesterol stuff that's on the market. And Kelly, you know this. And we talked about this, that you see the clever commercials, and I mean, everybody and their brother, that became what people were doing it. They just thought, you know, oh, my cholesterol numbers, and what does this mean in the cholesterol, and let's get the stats, and then we go from there, and we get the medicine, and we gotta do whatever we can with the cholesterol. It's just a lot of misinformation, isn't it?
It really is, and I would like to, simplify the information as much as I can. I've been doing this for 20 years as a literature researcher and a scientist. And the fact is, cholesterol is only a problem when it oxidizes. That is, when it's attacked by oxygen. And a lot of people have heard the term free radicals, and they really don't understand what that term means. That simply refers to it's a chemical term which refers to an unstable molecular fragment. And oxygen, when it's unstable, will attack cholesterol, and it's analogous to rust. And when cholesterol is attacked by oxygen, it becomes sticky and adheres to artery walls, leading to the buildup of plaque. If the cholesterol does not oxidize, it's not really dangerous. And you have people with very, very high levels of cholesterol, and they do fine. Mm. And you have people with normal cholesterol levels, and they have heart attacks.
Mm.
And getting back to the monetary conflicts of interest, there's a great book, and I'm going to give it a plug tonight, by Marcia Angel, who is a former editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, and she wrote a book called The Truth About Drug Companies. And she talks about what are called Me Too drugs. And what she means by that is that new drugs are constantly being put on the market that are no better and have no advantages over the older drugs, and yet the purpose for this is because the drug companies can get new patent protection. Their patents have expired on the old drugs, and they become generic, and they become cost-effective for those of us who want to be able to afford the medications that we need. And with the patent protection, with the new Me Too drugs, as Dr. Angel refers to them as, the drug companies can jack up the prices to just outrageous levels. And that book can be purchased through Amazon, The Truth About Drug Companies and How They Deceive Us. And I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, so people can be more educated, and that's what we're talking about.
The more you know, the more you're going to be able to protect yourself from disinformation. And the doctors are well-meaning for the most part, but they're misinformed as well. And they receive much of their information from drug company representatives and don't really have the time to search the medical literature and understand the science behind some of the drugs and how they work. And that's what I've been doing for many years, and so I can refute so many myths. And also, a lot of claims are made about natural supplements with little or no documentation. And so it's really important to look for documentation when you buy a dietary supplement even.
Yeah.
And that's where we excel. We started out in publishing, and then we worked into actually providing standardized, guaranteed potency herbal extracts, because that's what our book readers were asking that we provide them with. And
it has to
getting back to HeartWise, which is the focus of what we're discussing tonight.
Sure.
We have a unique formulation that's actually listed in the database for the National Library of Medicine, and it contains several very unique ingredients, patented ingredients. The number one ingredient I mentioned is coenzyme Q10, that is absolutely essential for heart energy. And without adequate levels of coenzyme Q10, our bodies cannot produce energy. Our heart requires tremendous amounts of energy. And it's guaranteed that if we don't produce enough coenzyme Q10, that we will die within just a few months. And
yeah,
as we get older, we experience poor health, immune difficulties, our bodies production of coenzyme Q10 begins to decline. I don't understand why any heart formulation would not contain this key ingredient.
Yeah, and you
another
found
ingredient that we have in the formulation is hawthorn, a standardized guaranteed potency hawthorn extract. When I say standardized guaranteed potency, herbal products will vary in quality and potency with each and every batch, unless they are laboratory manufactured to guarantee a certain level of the key ingredients. These herbal products will vary according to growing conditions, soil fertility, climatic changes, you name it. And so with standardization, we can guarantee the same high quality with each and every batch of an herbal product.
Kelly, in talking about HeartWise and the capsules, you're pretty much what somebody would do. How would this work? They would take it every day, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yes, every day, but you only have to take 2 capsules per day.
Oh,
it's
how great
very,
is that?
Very convenient. And it contains another really unique ingredient, a full-spectrum grape extract. Now, you hear about grapeseed extract, but you want the whole extract. You want the skin, the seed, and you have, you can, and this extract includes resveratrol, which has received a lot of positive press.
Sure.
And it protects LDL, which is often a misnomer, it's called the bad cholesterol, but it, when it LDL oxidizes, it's a form of cholesterol that when it oxidizes, it becomes sticky and adheres to the artery walls. The full spectrum grape extract in HeartWise protects the LDL from oxidation and thereby reduces plaque formation on the artery walls and helps the arteries relax. And so that would be beneficial for people with hypertension, high blood pressure, and help reduce hypertension.
Yeah, so that goes to what we're talking about, you know, your health, your healthy blood pressure, your circulatory health, all those normal cholesterol levels and whatnot. I can assume that you're getting lots of great mail from people who have been taking HeartWise and couldn't be happier with it. That has to be the satisfying part, I would think, after these 20 years that you've been talking about. This has to be the satisfying part of your job, is it, Kelly?
It really is, and I have to be complete. I want to be completely honest. I get a little bit exasperated when I see other companies out there. A lot of really fine companies, so I'm not bashing my competitors, but I see companies out there selling products that are not research-based, and they make a lot of claims. And so we have to be careful, and we have to look at the documentation. Now, we have on a person... When anybody in your audience goes to what's called a free URL, the website, freeheartoffer.com, they have access to an entire library of articles where they can read about how these different products work, mechanisms of action, as scientists refer to them. And then I encourage folks to look at the references, the documentation, footnotes, so forth, associated with those articles. And they can actually go to their library and find, if they're so inclined, and they can find the articles, or they can go online and find the articles.
Sure.
And be satisfied that everything is completely accurate.
Yep, and that's a great thing. It's the research that we're talking about. Kelly, thank you so much. Kelly Moore, president of LifeWise Naturals. You go to the website, too, lifewise.com, and it is all there laid out for you. It's so simple to read all of what we were just talking about, a lot of it. Kelly, thanks. We appreciate it.
I want to mention freeheartoffer.com. That's a really important website.
Freeheartoffer.com. Go there, as Kelly was just explaining. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. And what's great is that you can actually read what you're taking. He's right. How often do people reach for things they don't really know what's in it? All right, hang with us. We got more to come here on America Tonight.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics,
toys,
flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
About the value of copper, or if you have anything to do with home building, I know a lot of guys in the audience do, we've talked about it, you've heard the horror stories when it comes to the theft of copper at construction sites. Our next guest, unfortunately, had her life shattered because of it when her son was charged with murder for an accidental shooting at his construction site. She's written a book called The Bridge. Jackie Carpenter, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to let you tell the story. I was so fascinated by the story, I have to tell you, and I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but there is, thank goodness, a happy ending. But
yeah.
Tell us about that day, what it was like. What happened to your son Jason?
Okay. I will, Kate. And, you know, this is something that could happen to anybody on any given day. Jason, he's a home builder. And he had been a victim of copper theft for months. He had, like, he'd been robbed, like, 17 times. And each robbery was costing him approximately $6,000 to go in and replace it. And it was just a mess. Anyway, during the week of June 27th, 2008, he had a subdivision going with about 8 houses under construction. And in that 1 week, he had already been robbed twice. And on that Friday, June 27th, a deputy met with Jason, and they were going to try to come up with some ideas about, you know, catching who was doing this. But the bottom line was, he told Jason, unless he caught him himself, that law enforcement just didn't have the manpower to sit down there and watch his houses 24 hours a day. And he told Jason that he could watch the houses, and if they did show back up, you know, he could call the police and he would have someone patrolling the area because he knew Jason was going to do this on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Come Monday, Jason was just going to have to go ahead and hire a full-time security guard. So he was just going to guard them for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the deputy did tell him he would have law enforcement in the area. If he needed them, just call them. They'd be there. But, Kate, nobody thought they were going to come back a third time in 1 week. I mean,
sure.
If we thought they were going to come back, we would have been there with them.
Mm.
You know, this was just a precautionary measure. And he was sitting there in the woods watching the house, the next house that was up to be robbed, the next house where copper was, you know, at a potential loss there. So he watched that house. And about 15 minutes to 1 in the morning, and this was a dead-end road these houses were on. It wasn't like a main highway.
Sure.
A white van drove up, and it scared the boy to death. I mean, it just scared him to death because he really wasn't expecting anybody to come. And there was this white van that drove up, and he did what he was supposed to do. But the deputy also told him if they tried to get away before police could get there, he could file what is known as a citizen's arrest. And I'll get into that in a second. But as soon as this van drove up, Jason immediately called 911 and told them that they were back and to please get the law enforcement over there. And he thought they'd be there in 2 to 3 minutes. So he also, after he hung up, he called his father-in-law, who lived about 10 minutes away, and told him. You could hear him on the 911 tapes. He was so nervous, and he was whispering because he didn't want them to hear him. He wasn't that far from them, even though he was hiding in the woods. Mm-hmm. And he told his father-in-law that they were back, and he said, Jason, do you want me to come over there? And he said, please. He said, I'm scared to death. Well, he did. Well, unfortunately, the deputy did not have law enforcement patrol in the area. And when law enforcement was called, they were on the other side of town. And when they tried to find the place, they got lost.
Oh.
And this changed everything, Kate. This changed everything because this put the father-in-law arriving first. And when the father and all Jason was going to do was sit in the woods, let law enforcement get there and then come out. But because the father-in-law drove up behind this white van, got out of his truck, and the father-in-law does not carry guns, does not own guns, got out of his truck and walked up to the van, Jason couldn't just sit there anymore and watch. He had to come out because now he had done put his father-in-law in the line of fire.
Sure.
So he comes out of the woods with a double-barrel shotgun, and he fired a warning shot into the air so they wouldn't fire on the father-in-law. And then Jason went up to the van and approached the other side of the van, father-in-law on one side, Jason on the other side. And what they did, they ordered him out of the van, not knowing how many was in it. It was pitch black. All they could see, all they had was Billy's headlight and Billy's flashlight, and it was just pitch black. No lights strung in the house. They weren't that far alone. So two of them voluntarily got out. But Jason could still see shadows inside the van. He didn't know if there was two or three more in there. He didn't know. But he knew there was at least one more in there. And he kept trying to get him out. But the third man was very rebellious, Kate. He just would not cooperate. He wouldn't come out. Even the other two was telling him to come out, and he still wouldn't. So this went on for about 5 minutes, and he finally came out. Jason was going to do the next thing that he was told to do, that's make the citizens arrest. He was told he could hold them at gunpoint, he could bind their hands and their feet, and he's still within the law. Okay, so he had them all laid down on the ground, the third man still being rebellious, but he did go ahead, and he looked like he was going to lay down. And as Jason, they had them lined up in a row, and as Jason went back over to tie the hands and feet of the first man, he looked over there. Billy was standing in front of that third man, and it looked like that rebellious guy was trying to get up, and he was either going for a knife or a gun, and he was going after Billy. So Jason couldn't tie up the first man. He had to go back over there as fast as he could with all that he had, which was a shotgun, and he used it, and he just used it as if he were holding a stick or a bat or anything, and he pushed the guy down with it. And when he did, Kate, it misfired. And, you know, they said because he had shot the first shot, it was an old gun, that second shot dropped down into the barrel, and even with the slightest brush across the trigger, it would have fired.
Wow.
Now, you know, that's tragic. Everything's tragic. The whole thing is tragic.
Sure, sure.
Jason called 911 again.
Yeah.
Telling them, but they're saying, the police are on the way. Look, the police still had not arrived. He said, no, I need an ambulance. I need an ambulance. And he's saying, there's a wounded man. There's a man been shot. And, you know, in that 911 tape, you could hear Jason and his father-in-law trying desperately to save this guy, trying to do everything. And they realized this man was going to bleed to death, and there was no ambulance. There were no police. So Jason and his father-in-law got the man up, put him in the father-in-law's truck, and he took him to the hospital where he died. Okay, he did die. Mm. Unfortunately, as sad as it is, he did. And what happened next, even though that was such a huge tragedy, it got so much worse, Kate.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut to the chase here. When that after that happened, of course, everybody's in shock, and mm-hmm. it's that in the moment thing. And you mm-hmm. described it beautifully, telling us step by step what happened. But then, turns it into a murder charge, a felony murder charge? Did you think that the police officer tried to get Jason into this fix? What happened there?
Kate, it's so sad. The deputy who met him that afternoon gave him all this wonderful advice about hiding in the woods and catching him himself and filing a citizen's arrest. Little did we know at the time that this deputy had already lost many jobs that he had in law enforcement. And, you know, maybe that's why they sent him down there, just to give him something to do. I'm not sure. But when he found out that what he told Jason misfired, he was so afraid of losing his job again that he ran to the magistrate judge early morning hours of June 28th before we could get an attorney out of bed to get there. This little deputy goes to this judge and tells him that he met Jason that afternoon, that Jason was in a rage and he just wanted to kill somebody, and that he wanted him to charge Jason with felony murder. Now, that was the first false accusation. Within 24 hours, he had the other two culprits that were in the van, the alleged culprits. He also had them back down there at the construction site with Fox 5 News and their civil suit attorney. And we were still trying to get our bearings on everything. And here they are down at the site with Fox 5 News on news now, telling the news media that Jason had executed their cousin. And here's the little deputy right there with him. Now, he wasn't on TV, but he was there.
Boy.
So by the time this thing even got to a preliminary hearing 2 days later, we're still trying to wrap our mind around everything. All these false accusations were coming out there, and the lies were just mounting, and the newspapers were relentless, and they had my son plastered across the front pages, you know, Jason, murderer, builder charged in slaying. I mean, this went on and on and on for 10 months, Kate, and the lies continued to build. And the sad part was we could not say anything. We could just sit back, watch it, and we could not counteract it in any kind of way. They told us if we said one word to the news media, Kate, that it could go against Jason, that we had no friends. If we said anything about this case to anybody, all it would do is hurt Jason.
Ooh.
And so we just had to sit back for 10 minutes and let him portray Jason as a murderer. And do you know what that did to his reputation? It still to this day hurts. I mean, you know, 10 months before the truth came out through this court trial.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the truth on the flip side here with Jackie Carpenter. More of her story in just a second.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Jackie Carpenter, and we're talking about, of course, this horrible, tragic thing that's happened to her son, Jason. And we're at the part where, you know, for 10 months they're going through the smear campaign. Jackie, first of all, take us back 1 second. What was your initial gut reaction when you found out he was being arrested, he was being charged, and he was going to spend time in jail?
We have never experienced anything like this. We have never had any kind of problems, any kind of trouble, knew nothing about calling police. I mean, this was such a shock to our entire family that it took the first, I would say, 48 hours just to comprehend it, just to comprehend it. I mean, it was, we had such confused states of mind that, Kate, I mean, even to this day, I still can't comprehend that this thing happened.
I bet.
It's still beyond belief.
I bet. And so Jason now is in jail. He's waiting for the trial.
Yeah.
And you had to go and see him in prison. What was that like?
When I went and saw my son in prison for the first time, I will never get that image out of my mind, Kate. I mean, I was looking at him through a glass. He had been interrogated all night. He didn't even look like my son. When they brought him in, he had on red and white stripes, which symbolized murder. He was in there with the worst of the worst. He was in there with the murderers. And when I looked at him, and he looked at me through that glass, and I just saw the tears rolling down his face. And he said, "Mom, I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to do it. Mom, it was an accident. It was an accident." I will never forget it. I will never forget it. And, you know, it took us, he was in there for 9 days before we could get him out on bond. And it was torment. The whole 9 days was torment. He had a beautiful young wife. He had a 6-year-old son. It was just torment for our entire family. And, you know, I started researching, Kate, 24 hours a day. You know, I became a police officer. I became an investigator, an attorney, a forensic expert, a judge, a jury. I was researching 24 hours a day trying to find an answer.
Mm.
And I couldn't find an answer. There was no answer. And then I ended up in the hospital because my blood count had gotten so low, and they had to do a blood transfusion. And when
wow.
I got out of the hospital, I went to CVS Pharmacy to pick up some medication, and right there on the stand was a Psalm 91 book looking right at me, Kate. Psalm 91, God's shield of protection for your life. And I took it home, and I got into my prayer closet, and I just had to move into it. I mean, I started claiming a miracle because that was all if we didn't get a miracle, Jason was going to go to prison. I mean, even the attorneys told us that because the lies was so stacked, and we couldn't counteract it. And, you know, I just started claiming a miracle, and I just moved my life into Psalms, and I said, God, You know the truth. You know the truth. You know my son didn't do this. You know it was an accident, and you know these are false accusations. And if you don't come through for us, we don't have anything. So I just started claiming a miracle, and Psalm 91 was my life support, Kate. And I'm going to tell you something. My whole life was moved into Psalms. And when we went into that courtroom, Kate, they tell me, Jackie, do not bring your Bible. Do not. Mm-hmm. Because if there's just one atheist on that jury and they see your Bible, they could use that opinion against your son and send him to prison. But, Kate, you know, I just prayed and prayed, and I thought, oh, Lord, oh, God, what do you want me to do? If I don't have Psalms, I can't even go in there. I can't live without it. And I just decided, Kate, I would rather offend a juror than to offend God, because if we didn't have God, we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
So that was that.
So you did that. You go and you turned. You got the help. You really were praying hard because that's even your attorneys were telling you that. And then you still have to wait. You have to see what the jury has to say. And what happened when finally you get to the end of the road of this long trial?
Okay, this is the good part, honey. This is the good part.
What happened?
Here's the first words out of the judge's mouth when trial started, even before jury selection. He said, I want to tell everybody in this courtroom something. You have got to disregard everything that you have read in the newspaper, heard on the TV, heard from your friends. He said, you cannot relate to any of that. He said, the truth is going to be what is going to come out in this trial. This is what your decision will be based on. Everything in this courtroom will be truth, nothing that you've heard up until this point. Kate, that was such a relief to me. I thought, oh, Lord, please just let truth come out. Please just let truth. And, Kate, little by little, all the lies started crumbling and falling apart.
Mm.
This thing went on for about 3.5 days. And after my son testified for about a half a day, and then the jury went out, I'm going to tell you, Kate, all the lies just started crumbling. But still, you don't know what the jury's going to come back with. You still don't know. But I can tell you, I was still holding on to my miracle that I knew I was going to get. I just knew I was going to get it. Me and God, I got to tell you, I don't know what I would have done. He just gave me peace about it at that last. He just gave me peace. It was going to be fine, Kate. And when they came back in, I got to tell you, I was hyperventilating. I just put my head down between my legs just trying to breathe. My son's standing there waiting to hear the verdict. But I got to tell you, 3:40 p.m., third floor courtroom, Coweta County Courthouse, April 16th, you know, has a jury reached a verdict? We have, Your Honor. They had done moved that charge up from not only felony murder to five counts, Kate. He was being charged with five counts. One felony murder, three aggravated assault, and one possession of a firearm. But praise the Lord, Kate, they came back all in one accord that he was not guilty of anything he was charged with.
Wow. That has to be the best day. Do you think when you go back and you remember the media coverage and all that stuff, because this got huge, this story got huge national attention. It just wasn't local. It just wasn't a Georgia story.
Right.
And a lot of that had to do with the fact that the people that got the copper, the three guys that you were talking about, unfortunately, the Jason shot, the guy was an illegal alien.
Right.
So that, do you think there was something to that was played up? Because it got a lot of ugly headlines.
You know what I have learned, Kate? I think that they will, because let me tell you something, the not guilty verdict, it made the paper, just not very big in the paper, but it was in the paper, but it did not go into very much detail about it at all, the not guilty verdict. I mean, and then after that one day, it wasn't even in the paper anymore. I mean, they never played up my son's innocence. Never, Kate. Never.
How's Jason doing now?
Jason's doing really good. He's the assistant pastor in a church, and he's still building, but you know we're in such a down economy right now, and so he's doing a lot of remodeling. But he still having to deal with this, Kate, but he's doing good. This is something he's going to deal with the rest of his life because it's just not something that goes away. It don't go away, Kate.
Sure, it was something that he was tagged with for sure. And you say you're a reluctant author, but you put this book together, The Bridge, to tell this whole journey, and you gave us just little snippets of it, what happened, what you turned to, you're turning to God, how you felt when you went to the pharmacy and whatnot.
Yeah.
If people want to read your story, how do they get a copy of the book?
The best way, Kate, is go to the website, www.bridgetoamiracle.com, www.bridgetoamiracle.com, and you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They both have it.
All right, Jackie, certainly wish you and your family the best, and boy, what a harrowing journey that was for you.
Like I said, it could happen to anybody on any day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, but if it does, tell your listeners, turn to Psalms, because that's the best answer.
Yeah, to try to give yourself that hope for sure. All right, thanks so much, Jackie, for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.